This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And then he says that intriguing sentence, "You have made it a den of robbers or a den of thieves." I'm always interested in word meanings. I wanted to know what the word den meant. You know what I found out it means? A side meaning was a resort or hiding place. That's interesting to me. They had taken God's house and they turned it into a resort or a hiding place for robbers and thieves. I wanted to know what the word robbers meant. I found out it means those who steal openly or those who steal by stealth. Interesting. Those who just right in front of you steal something. But those who steal by stealth, and Jesus said, that's what you've done to the temple area. You've turned it into a hideaway, a hiding place. You've turned it into a resort of people who steal openly and people who steal by stealth. Now, we need to transition to the second passage where the Apostle Paul says, your body is the temple. And Paul says, don't you get it? Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit and God's Spirit lives in you? Anyone who destroys God's temple, Paul said, God will destroy him or her. I don't know about you. That's one of the most frightening statements in all of the Bible. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You say, what's my point? It's simply this. Transfer everything that Jesus said about the temple in Luke to everything that Paul said in 1 Corinthians. Put them together, and what you have is, you're the temple, I'm the temple, God's Spirit lives in us, and we need to ask ourselves a couple of questions. This is very personal, maybe one of the most personal messages I've ever given. If the Lord were given permission to drive something out of your life today, what would He drive out of your life or my life? There's some men in here know immediately what it would be. Immediately. Nobody has to telegraph it to you. Nobody has to write you a letter. There are women in here. You know immediately what it is. But you know what? I realize there are people that might be a little more obtuse about it, maybe a little distant about it, and say, well, I don't think there's anything in my life that God would want to drive out. I don't think Jesus would come in with a whip and push over something in my life. What about things that we leave in our life and accommodate in our life, such as bitterness? Would the Lord want to come into anybody's life in this room and drive out bitterness? I bet He would. Would the Lord want to come into any man or any woman's life in this room and drive out anger that's gone on for 27 years from one person to another? I think there would be. You see, my point is this. What we call something that's an evil in our lives, we call it respectable, and if it's in our life. You ever notice that? That sometimes what we criticize in other people, we consider sort of respectable and understandable. I'm a lot easier at understanding sin in my life than I am in your life. I'm a lot more accommodating of sin in my life than I am in your life. And the same is true with you. We're always more accommodating with us than we are with people in our own family, people in our extended family, and the people we work with. I wanted to ask this question. If the Lord were to drive out that which is stealing in your life, that which steals openly and that which steals by stealth, what is it that steals your attention from the living God? What is it that steals your time, either openly or by stealth, from the kingdom of God? What is it that steals your emotional energy, your psychic energy, to use that phrase, from the kingdom of God? And it's thievery.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.